Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. These people are getting desperate.
You see the man in white there running up and tackling that suspected gunman. There is a struggle, and you can see he appears to wrestle what looks like a shotgun out of that man's hands. Now, the individual in white has not at this point been identified, but local leaders are hailing what they say were extraordinary acts of personal courage by people who just jumped in at the scene. It is very likely that that man saved some lives by appearing to disarm that gunman.
So let's put this to rest once and for all. The Bondi Beach attack, this tragedy we saw where this brave man risking his own life to save others, a hero, a Muslim hero. Now, predictably, the Islam haters are scrambling to rewrite the story. They're trying to claim he wasn't Muslim at all, that somehow he was Christian. This isn't honest skepticism, it's desperation. So let's go through the facts. First, something very basic, his name was Ahmed. For those that don't know, Ahmed is one of the names of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, the final messenger sent for all of mankind. In a line of messengers, he was the final one. And it is explicitly mentioned in the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran, chapter 61, verse 6. This is not speculation, it's well known that this is another name for Prophet Muhammad. So what kind of Christian names himself after Prophet Muhammad? Doesn't make any sense. Now look at his father's name, Mustafa.
He is awake now, says his father. I saw him yesterday afternoon and we're just waiting for them to release him.
This is another name for Prophet Muhammad also. So his father is Mustafa. That's the other and just a very well-known name for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him.
Ahmed's parents, Muhammad Fatah and Malaka al-Ahmed, moved here only months ago. When he ran towards that man, he wasn't thinking about anything except the people who were being killed on the streets. He wasn't differentiating between this race and that race. He fought for innocent people.
Now let's look at his family. Standing next to his father, Mustafa, is his mother, clearly wearing hijab, a head covering traditionally worn by Muslim women. It's actually the whole outfit, a modest dress. And let's be clear, modest dress. This hijab, head covering, and the whole modest wear is also mentioned in the Bible. Mary, the mother of Jesus, peace be upon him, who we love and revere, him and his mother. We believe he was the Messiah. We believe that he did miracles by the permission of God. We believe that his mother is one of the most honored women. There's a whole chapter named after Mary, Maryam, in the Quran. And she is depicted as wearing a head covering in virtually every historic image. It's not actually her, but what they painted of her, you can see her wearing the hijab. Christians today have abandoned these practices, but modesty, monotheism, submission to the will of God, these are concepts and these are teachings that all the messengers of God brought and taught.
I hope everyone in Australia wish everything is good for Ahmed to get back to his family.
We've also seen another close family member, his cousin. His cousin is also named Mustafa. Does it get any clearer? So now we have Ahmed, son of Mustafa, his father, a family member, his mother wearing hijab, and another Mustafa, his immediate family, his cousin. And these are all names named after Prophet Muhammad. So you just tell me, like, do Christians name themselves after the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad? And at this point, denying this, that he was Muslim, one who surrenders and submits to the creator of heavens and earth, and Islam is submission to the will of God. And people denying this, they're just willfully lying right now. It's obvious. So let's get this to them. And then there's Ahmed's own words after the attack. We can have a look.
A Sutherland Shire man hailed an Aussie hero after tackling and disarming one of the Bondi Beach terrorists has shared his first message from hospital.
يا أخي أنت كدي لا دينا 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 يا يام الله طولنا بعمرك إن شاء الله عرضي إن شاء الله
وحج غسان فردوس
حج غسان على راسي الله طولنا بعمرك يا حج غسان وكتر الله سعيكم.
Ahmed is saying things like, I've only gone through a phase, only Allah knows. He's praising Allah, the Creator. And he continued, my precious and beloved ones, please pray for me. Make dua. Dua, that's a supplication.
You بعدين وقت اللي دريت انه هيكي والحمد لله انه يعني الطمان قلت كمان عم بيساعد ناس بفتخر يعني ابني عم بيساعد ناس عم بينقذ ناس ارواح يعني.
Going back to this tragedy, it's a very sad tragedy, and the attacker responsible for it, this has nothing to do with Islam. Actually, the actions of the one we just spoke about, Ahmed, those his actions are the actions of Islam. In chapter 5, verse 32, where it clearly says, saving one innocent life as if you saved the world. Taking away an innocent life is as if you've taken away, I mean, the whole world. So this is a severe calamity for a person to go on a day of judgment with innocent blood on his hands from innocent human beings. And with that same broken logic that they have, we can go ahead and give the following examples to make a point. You had the Oklahoma City bombing, Christian, Christchurch mosque attack, Christian, Norway, Breivik massacre, these is a Christian, El Paso, Walmart shooting, this is Christian, Charleston church massacre, this is Christian, Tree Life Synagogue, this is done by a Christian, Quebec City mosque shooting, this is done by a Christian, Buffalo supermarket massacre, Christian, the KKK lynchings and church bombings, Christian, Rwanda, Christian, Bosnia, what they did in Bosnia. These were Christians. Lord's Resistance Army, Christian. Army God of God, bombings, Christian. The Crusades, Christian. Spanish Inquisition, Christians. I mean, and by this logic, if we just start, you know, listing, and the list gets even longer, by that logic, Christianity equals terrorism, which is obviously false. And that's exactly what their list, what their, this, list is clear dishonesty. It's misleading. It's deception. They recently circulated some lists with 60,000 plus terrorist attacks, conveniently pulling names almost entirely from war-torn regions like Iraq and Afghanistan. It's totally misleading. It's a deceptive tactic designed to smear an entire faith. You know, the reality check is criminals are responsible for their crimes, not entire religions. Terrorist groups violate Islamic law, which strictly forbids killing innocent civilians. This is very clear. Muslims are the largest victims of so-called Islamic terrorism. And every religion has extremists. No faith owns the violence. And I'd like to get you a gift. You can read for yourself. They quote these verses. We see it constantly, and you just can't catch up with it. They quote verses out of context. And they're actually... people who are radicalizing people, they're becoming, these people are extreme themselves, they're extremely ignorant, and what they're doing is very dishonest. It's not something that is academic, it's cherry-picking verses, throwing them out there, and anyone with a little bit of knowledge knows that read the verse before and after. Look at the historical context. Look at the default verses where one, for example, chapter 60, verse 8, which I like to quote, that God Almighty is saying in the Quran, that God does not forbid you from dealing kindly and justly with those who have not fought you because of your religion or driven you out of your homes. So this is the default. Then you have the consensus of scholarship, but these people run and they become scholars of themselves, just cherry picking, and they are spreading a lot of hate and misinformation, and they are the what I call the Christian ISIS version. This is the kind of interpretation that groups like that have, even though many question who actually started this group, where does this originate from? Anyways, that's another topic discussion. I hope we finally shut this case down, share this with those people who are spreading the misinformation, and we invite everybody to read the Quran. We'll get you one as a gift from me to you. Go to thedeanshow.com, subscribe if you have not already, so you don't miss programs like this one. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.